She fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my falsetto.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Missouri Speaker, former Speaker Tim Jones joining us here, host of the Tim Jones Show on Sunday nights. Tim, I don't know. I think that people who get offended that easily need to reconsider their life. What do you think?
Oh, Mark, we have this. Apparently, the Democrats, especially the far left, they're reading a new right in the Constitution, aren't they? It's the right not to be offended.
It's in there somewhere.
Which doesn't exist. And, you know, Mark, we don't have the First Amendment to protect nice, fluffy, cozy, pink unicorn speech. We have the First Amendment because we are a nation that believes in new ideas and creativity and cutting edge and pushing the envelope. And, you know, going to the next horizon. And that is true in thought and expression and assembly just as much as it is in research and development and science. And if you're going to quash, you know, people's ideas and thoughts and expressions just because you don't like them or it makes you uncomfortable, well, then that's just as dangerous. Taking away those rights under the First Amendment is just as dangerous as what people are talking about taking rights away under the Second Amendment. All of our amendments should be sacrosanct and treated with the same respect. But, Mark, this is the new left. This is the new authoritarian left that you will do as they say while they get to do what they want to do.
Well, the thing about it is that most people have forgotten those lessons these days, Tim. They don't care. You know, today is Constitution Day. And earlier I was reading a few questions from a couple of the quizzes that are floating around out there. And one of the questions was, what was the biggest obstacle the founders faced in ratifying the Constitution when it came to the states voting for it to ratify it? Was it how to elect the president? Was it the issue of slavery? Was it the issue of women's rights? Or was it the issue that the Constitution originally held no Bill of Rights? And if you picked slavery out of that, because that was part of the conversation at the time, you'd be wrong. The biggest obstacle that the founders faced for the states is that the Constitution, when written, didn't have a Bill of Rights. That got added 3 years later. And people in their own minds have added words that aren't in there. And they do it all the time. And one of them is they think they have a right to not be offended.
Absolutely, Mark. You know, I began seeing this back in the Missouri State Legislature when I was there. You would see this this attempt by the Democrats in Jefferson City to create all these alleged, quote, rights that are not in the Constitution, the U.S. or the state, while at the same time trying to take away the rights that actually are there. And, Mark, this comes fast forward to 2019 and the election of 2020. And this is what the issue of the day, the battle of the day, is about in this country, isn't it? It's about whether or not we believe in the originality of the intent of the founding fathers and mothers of our country and those principles and values. Or is it about, as Barack Obama famously said, transforming America into something new? Mark, that's what the left wants to do. They don't like the America that we have pursuant to this U.S. Constitution. They want to create a new land in their image, in their likeness, where Second Amendment rights are either incredibly restricted or don't exist at all in Robert Francis O'Rourke's mind, and they want to decide what speech is valid and what is not according to them. And Mark, we saw one of the biggest transgressions of that in what you've just been talking about all morning that happened over the last 48 hours. You know, the freedom of the press is within the body of the First Amendment. But when an institution that used to be great, like the New York Times, decides to explode that original meaning and publish a story that other news outlets like the Washington Post completely passed on because it could not be corroborated, then the New York Times is itself dismantling the precepts and the meaning of the First Amendment by publishing such horrid, cruel, dishonest fake news because they cannot stand that President Trump is president of the United States and Justice Brett Kavanaugh sits on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, no, they can't stand it. In fact, the fake news New York Times put that story out and immediately It was debunked by another editor of the New York Times, who issued the retraction. But regardless of that, a woman who wants to be president of the United States had this to say. Cut number 18, please.
Because the fact that something has not been proven, it doesn't mean it didn't occur, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't investigate it, if it hasn't been investigated, then there's not been a full airing of the issue.
Kamala Harris, who a former prosecutor, who wants you to believe that, well, even if there was no victim and the victim doesn't remember that this ever happened, that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That's right, Mark. This is the new measure of the presumption of innocence in today's mind of the left-wing liberal. It's that there is no presumption of innocence,
right,
that you are guilty until you can prove that you are not. And, Mark, I'm in a way, I'm glad they decided to go back down this road, because apparently their minds, they have that short of a memory. If we go back to, believe it or not, 1 year ago, when that horrid display of interrogation was occurring through the committee that Kamala Harris sits on, the Judiciary Committee in the U.S. Senate, they've apparently forgotten that the American people were disgusted by that. Congress's approval rating reached an all-time low during that period because of what was playing out on everybody's television set and on their iPhones and their Androids as they watched this horrific display by Senate Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, as with great dishonesty and incredible cruelty, they tried to destroy a man and his family and his reputation. And it's exactly what you said, Mark. They were trying to put a black mark on his record for when, if ever, a case regarding Roe v. Wade ever comes before new justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer admitted as much. There was a news story on this a couple of months ago. It got very short shrift because that was the true motive behind it. It had nothing to do with Justice Kavanaugh's fitness for the court. It had to do with the fact, Mark, that the left is absolutely terrified and horrified that they do not and will not control the Supreme Court for the next generation or more.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Jan Crawford is a reporter for CBS News. She tweeted this out about 9 hours ago or so. So sometime last night after the 11 o'clock news. We're going to report tonight on the real bombshell, she said. Christine Ford's close high school friend, who Ford claims was at the party when Kavanaugh allegedly assaulted her, said that Ford's story is not believable. And she told the FBI that Ford's allies pressured her, threatened her with a smear campaign to say otherwise. So CBS News is going to report this. I assume that means tonight on the CBS Evening News. Molly Hemingway pointed out that they've got that same fact in their book that came out a year ago called Justice on Trial.
Mark.
Nobody corroborates her allegation, and yet you've still got people coming forward trying to prove something that apparently never happened.
Yeah, the authors of the story knew the entire story because they wrote a book about it months ago.
Right.
And they purposefully left out the key critical fact in the story so they could get a ton of just breathless, hyperventilating liberal media coverage to sell their book that's coming out this month. Mark, it's so disgustingly obvious. It's unbelievable. But, Mark, let's tie this into why the president was in New Mexico last night, a state that he did not win in 2016. It's because President Trump is crazy like a fox, and he sees an opportunity here. He sees the fact that Democrats are going to continue to go down roads that the American people highly disapprove of. They highly disapproved of Senate Democrats' treatment of Justice Kavanaugh. They highly disapprove of this impeachment debacle. Mark, a new Democratic poll, a poll done by them, just came out, and 54% of the voters believe that the Democrats were running down the impeachment road, but only 10% of those same voters believe that they should. 90% of voters in a poll conducted by Democrats said that impeachment was the wrong road to go down. So the president sees this hyper crazy cabal of this nonstop nuttiness going on the left you know, of things they don't like, well, let's impeach that person. We can't fix Obamacare, so we're just going to take all your health insurance away from you. We don't know what to do about our culture of violence in our urban cities, so let's take away your Second Amendment rights. And he sees this, and he sees that this is a message that will not resonate even amongst moderate Democratic voters. And so that's why he's in New Mexico last night. I'm predicting, Mark, if they continue to go down this road, they're going to really be, I don't know what they're going to do in November of 2020, because it's going to be a real wake-up call.
Yeah, listen to the president last night. Cut 31, please.
They needed it. They're pouring into San Diego, like going all over the place. And people that had houses, they didn't like people running over their gardens all day long, coming in from the other side. So we put up a wall, and I thought everybody would be happy. As soon as it was finished, the day it was finished, I was notified, we didn't want the wall. Why did you do the wall? And I will tell you, in other words, it's all a game. I'd love to take the sucker down and move it right now to New Mexico.
The president, Tim, if you looked in the background last night, I love how they do that. That's called compression when they do that shot of the president standing there and you see the crowd behind him. Looks like they're a couple feet from him. They're actually 30 or 40 feet back behind him. But all of the T-shirts that were in focus right behind him said Latinos for Trump. And you know that somewhere in New Mexico, liberal heads were exploding last night.
Mark, that's exactly right. This president continues to talk about what? Policy, about programs that are working for the American people, about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which has delivered incredible results for Americans, for blue-collar working Americans, the fact that wages are rising at a faster clip than they have in over 25 years, record employment, record low historic unemployment. And if there was a Democrat sitting in the White House right now, this economic story would be told every day on every single network and across every single newspaper across the country. But instead, Mark, they don't know what to do. They have no agenda. So it's all resist, racist, recession, and impeachment. And Congressman Matt Gaetz the other day, Mark, said that the impeachment is deader than the crowd at a Joe Biden campaign rally. You know, I mean, it's not going to happen. But here's the problem. CNN and MSNBC have been telling their viewers for almost 3 years straight, Mark, that impeachment was going to happen, that we wouldn't have this president for too long. He'll be out of here, before the midterm elections. And that's why the ratings on those two networks, if you've been watching them, have been absolutely plummeting, because people only want to be lied to for only so long.
Yeah, true. You know what one of the trending words was on Twitter last night?
What was that?
I don't know if it's one word or two. Corn pop. And, you know, I loved corn pops growing up. I thought that was some great sugary cereal. Quite
kind of a strange name to pick if you're going to be a real tough gangster rapper. You know, I don't know if corn pop is where you should have gone. But, Mark, I listened to that entire 4 to 5 minute clip yesterday of Joe Biden at that. He was at like a swimming pool commemoration or something.
Yeah.
They named this pool that he used to be lifeguard at in this area of Maryland after him. And it was the strangest, longest, most bizarre speech I've ever heard. And the crowd, if you look at the crowd, they were looking at him like,
why are you telling
us this?
Where
is he going with this, and when's it going to stop?
Tim, I'm out of time, buddy. Thank you
Thanks,
for giving us some time this morning. We appreciate it.